The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd Canto, 1st Chapter, text number 4 and 5, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 26, 1974, in Melbourne, Australia.
Sukadeva Goswami, Sri Suku Vas. Sukadeva Goswami, they accept a spiritual master of King Parikshit. He replied to his inquiring, what is the duty of a person who is going to die? Parikshit Maharaj was going to die within 7 days. He was cursed by a Brahmana, boar, to die within 7 days. The reason is that the king was in the forest engaged in hunting, and when he became tired, he went to the cottage of a sage and asked him for water. But the sage was absorbed in meditation, could not hear him. So Parikshit Maharaj, being thirsty, and became hungry, and there was a dead snake. So he, out of negligence, he took the dead snake and wrapped over the neck of the meditating sage. This news was spread, and his son, 12 years old only, he heard that his father was insulted. So immediately he cursed that there's no snake would bite him within 7 days. So this news was brought, although the father, after his meditation was over, he was very sorry that such a great king has been cursed. So he was very, very sorry, but what can be done? The Brahman boy's curse must be effective. Because in those days, Brahmanas, even by caste, was very, very strong in spiritual strength. So, when Parikshit Maharaj was informed that he was to die within 7 days, he accepted the curse. Yes, I was wrong to insult the sage. Otherwise he could counteract. He was also very powerful. But he did not. This is the history. So immediately he left his kingdom, family, children, and went to the bank of the Ganges and sat down there, being prepared for the coming imminent death within 7 days. So, because he was emperor of the world, so he was going to die, this news was spread, and all big, big men, great saintly persons, even demigods, they also came to see him, and he was asking everyone, what is my duty? So at that time, Sukadeva Goswami also arrived there. Sukadeva Goswami was young boy, but Paramahansa. So he was received in that big assembly as a great personality of knowledge. Even his father, Vasudeva, was present, so everyone stood up. His father also stood up to receive him. He was such a great personality. And then he was given nice seat, as is custom, to give advice to Maharaj Parikshit what was my duty. But Parikshit Maharaj was, from the beginning of his life, was a devotee himself, a devotee of Lord Krishna. And he inquired whether I shall devote or I shall absorb my mind with Krishna consciousness. Because he was a devotee of Krishna, many people gathered, they gave different advices. Maharaj, you do this at the time of death, do that, do this. So there are many big, big persons. He was perplexed. But he was a devotee of Krishna from the very beginning of his life, and thus he inquired whether it is better to absorb the mind in Krishna consciousness. This was his question. So, in answer to this question, Sukhdev Goswami replied, Bariyane Sate Prasna. My dear King, Bariyane Sate Prasna, Krito Loka Yitana Nipa. Nipa, the King, address. My dear King, your inquiry is very glorified. Bariyane Sate Prasna, Krito Loka Yitana. Because, on account of this question, whatever I shall reply, when he knew, the reply is this Srimad Bhagavata. Question was about Krishna, and the reply is Srimad Bhagavatam, 18,000 verses. And each and every verse is so important, that if a serious student studies each and every verse, each verse will take at least 1 month to understand. And there are 18,000 verses. So for serious study of Srimad Bhagavatam, it will take 18,000 months. So 18,000 months, meaning how many years? 1,500 years. It is such an important book, Srimad Bhagavatam. Each verse is a new verse, not a repetition of the same subject. And it is deeply thoughtful. And every verse is, as it is stated here, ātavit sammataha, approved by persons who are self-realized. Ātavit. Ātavit, ātma means self. And bit means one who knows. Well aware of self-realization. Therefore, ātavit. Generally, people are anātmavit. Bodily conscious, mass of people or class of people, hardly will find a person at the present moment atmavit, self-realized. Everyone is, I am this body. I am Indian, I am American, I am Canadian, I am Australian. I am white, I am black, I am Brahman, I am Shudra, this way, I am this body. Atmavit means I am the self, I am the soul. Aham Brahmasmi, this is the Vedic word. If one understands that I am not this body, I am spirit soul, he is called Atmavit, or he is liberated. Is not bodily conscious platform. There are three platforms of identification with self. Those who are grossly in ignorance, exactly like animal, just like a dog. A dog thinks that he is the body. He cannot think that he is not the body, he is the soul. That is not possible. because he is born in such a body, he is entrapped in such a body, animal body. They cannot think that the animal, the cat and dog, is different from the body. But at the present moment, so many big scholars and professors and educationists, they are also the same category. As the dog is thinking, I am this body. He is also thinking, I am this body. And on this bodily concept, there are so many nations. The big nations, they are on the bodily concept of life, not Atma-bhith. Atma-bhith is different, that I am not this body, I am so, aham brahman. So, Krishna-prasna, inquiry about Krishna, and to understand Krishna means on the spiritual platform, Atma-bhith. There is not material body, a material platform. Material platform means I am this body, you are this body. So Krishna is also like us. Krishna has a material body and he is like me. Abhijananti mangam mudha. Krishna should not be considered as ordinary being. We are worshipping Krishna in this temple, not an ordinary human being. But Krishna is so kind. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anoranihang mahato mahiyang. He is greater than the greatest. And still he can become smaller than the smallest. That is his greatness. He can become, he can show Joe, the Virata Rupa, the universal form. At the same time, he can talk with Arjuna as an ordinary friend. This is Krishna. You have read Bhagavad Gita. He was talking on the chariot as his friend. But when there was need, Arjuna wanted to see the universal form, and Krishna showed him that universal form, gigantic form, everything including. So, that Krishna is Atma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, and Brahma, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdati. So Krishna-prasna means all-including, everything, past, present, future, moving, not moving, and big and small. This is Krishna understanding. Krishna understanding means past, present, future, small, large, moving, not moving. This is Krishna understanding. But everything is in either of these categories. Everything must be either in the past or at present or in future. So this is past, present and future. And there are moving, and just like we are animals or man or birds and beasts and insects or aquatics. We are moving, and there are not moving. Just as the hills, stones, the trees, plants, the grass, they do not move. But we are moving. They're moving and moving. And we exist, past, present, future. And there is biggest, bigger than the biggest, the whole universe. Although you have got airships, you cannot go. Neither other so many machines have been discovered. But go and see the, they cannot go into the moon planet, what to speak of other. Therefore, it is very big for us. When we speak of universe, we cannot think of They simply calculate, scientists, by light year, and this year, that year, the speed. But we cannot approach, even in this material world. And what to speak of Krishna? Krishna is in the spiritual world. We cannot calculate the length and breadth of this material world. Our knowledge is so imperfect and meager, and what we can understand of the spiritual world. The material world is manifestation of Krishna's 1/4 energy. And the 3/4 energy is manifested in the spiritual world. This is understanding of Krishna. Therefore, when one inquires about Krishna, he is very glorified. Therefore he says, Brihane Sati Krishna. Oh. Brihane Sati Krishna Krito Lokahita. Because answer to this question will include everything and people will profit. Lokahitam. The 70% duty is to do welfare to the people in general. That is 70%. Lukanam hitakarino. Thiruvane mannam saranyakaro. About the Goswamis, Sarva Goswami, it is stated that nana shastra vichara naika nipuno. The 6 Goswamis, they were very, very learned scholars. Nana shastra, various different scriptures. Vichara naika nipuno. Very expert in studying all the scriptures, scrutinizing. Nipuno, expert. This is the this is calculation of the Goswami. So why they are concerned about studying so many scriptures? Now, sadharma prachar. Nana shastra vichara naika nipuno sadharma samasthapako. Sadharma. Dharma means, the exact meaning of dharma is occupational duty. People have, in English they translate dharma as faith. Faith can be changed. I like this faith today, tomorrow I will have another faith. So actually the translation of dharma is not faith. It is occupational duty. So what should be our occupational duty? Sadharma. Sadharma means, sat means eternal. We are occupational duty. Now I am working as American, or others working as Indian or German or Englishman, or this family man. Everyone has got some occupational duty. But this occupational duty, suppose I am working as American or European or Australian, this is temporary. Because this body is temporary. And I am in bodily concept of life, therefore my duty, so-called duty, is also temporary. As soon as the body is finished, I begin another chapter of duty. Suppose this life, I am human being. Next life, I may not be human being. This statement was not liked by the newspaper man. He was told that next life he can become animal. So he has published in my name, the Swami can become animal. Also, the Swami can become also animal. The so-called Swami, they will become animal. So that is not wrong. But we devotees, we are not afraid of becoming animal. Our only ambition is that we become Krishna conscious. So the animal, the cows and calves, were Krishna conscious. You have seen the picture of Krishna? Yes. So better that we shall become animal of Krishna. So there is nothing wrong. even to become an animal of Krishna, that is also very worthy. That is not ordinary thing. Krishna is embracing. Krishna, you see the picture, Krishna is embracing. Surabhi-rabhi-pālayantam chintāmani prakara sarmasu kalpa vrikkhala kābhitesu surabhi-rabhi-pālayantam. Krishna, he always tends the cows. His name is Cowherd Boy. To become animal of Krishna, it is a great, great fortune. It is not ordinary thing. Any associate of Krishna, either his cowherd boy friends, or calf, or cow, or the Vrindavan trees, plants, flowers, or water, they are all devotees of Krishna. They like to serve Krishna in different capacities. Somebody serving Krishna as animal, somebody serving Krishna as fruits and flowers, as tree, as Jamuna water, or the beautiful cowherds, men, damsels, or Krishna's father, mother, so many things Krishna. Krishna is not in person. So he has got so many lovers. Krishna also loves them. Krishna's another name is Pasupala. Pasupala Pankaj. He is tender of the animals. Surabhi Ravipalayantam. He takes pleasure in tending the cows. Surabhi. This is Surabhi cows, not this ordinary cows. Surabhi cows. Surabhi cows means you can milk the cow as many times as you like and as much milk as you like. That is Surabhi. So, therefore, Sukadev Goswami says, it is glorified question. You have inquired about Krishna. So, about Krishna, it is called Krishna Katha. Topics about Krishna. The topics or the instruction given by Krishna is the Bhagavad Gita. And the topics about the activities of Krishna is Srimad Bhagavatam. So somehow or other, let us always discuss about Krishna. That should be the life of Krishna consciousness. So this is life of Krishna, worshipping Krishna in the temple, to sell Krishna's books, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, to think of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, to eat Krishna prasadam, to take all dish for Krishna, to do war for Krishna, and Arjuna, to fight for Krishna. He did not like to fight, but for Krishna's sake he fought. To fight for Krishna, work for Krishna, think of Krishna, eat Krishna prasadam, talk of Krishna, read for Krishna. So Krishna, 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 Krishna. This is life. This is Krishna consciousness. So this is very glorified life. Here it is stated, the Bhriyaneshati Krishna, Rito Loko Hitanandipa. So, Atavit Sammato Pungshan, Sutubhyadishu Jap Para. Para means the supreme, perfect. You are hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam about Krishna. This is, there are many subject matter of hearing. Just in newspaper, you hear so many news. But if you hear something about Krishna, that is the only perfect thing. That news has been published in this morning, many people. Krishna, the leader of the Krishna movement, or this Krishna, Hare Krishna movement, there is some vibration of the word Krishna. That makes the atmosphere purify, such. So many thousands and millions of people will read Krishna. willingly or unwillingly. They hate Krishna. That is their profit. Bharyane Shatya Krishna. Lopa Hidam. Immediately they once utter the word Krishna, they become benefited. Never mind what is the news, you don't care about that. But because they utter the word Krishna, that is our profit. That is our profit for Krishna consciousness. Thank you, Lord.
What is the exact benefit of a person just takes a Srimad
Bhagavatam
on the street and gives some donation to help out with printing costs or whatever?
That is already explained. They read, they see the picture of Krishna. Immediate profit is, they will ask, what is this picture? And you will say, Krishna. Or you say, it is Krishna, then. From the beginning of the what is called kava, the benefit begins. Because the uttering the word Krishna is benefit. Then if he reads, of course if he pays for the book, he will read. So you give a chance to the person to know about Krishna. The life you can supply.
Earlier you were speaking that Krishna means everything past, present and future. And moving
around. Everything. Whatever you can think of. Krishna includes everything. Without Krishna there is nothing. Because, take anything. Take this table. This is a stone. But this stone is also Krishna. We have read in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi Rapana Lovayu, Kamana Buddhiri Vaja. Hinnami Prakriti Astadha. Krishna said that this five gross material elements, earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence and ego, they are mind, separated energy. It's like I am speaking. Now this speaking recorded, when it will be replayed, the same sound will come. Because that is my energy, but separate. I am not there, but still, the vibration is exactly what I am speaking. Because these words are emanated from me. Similarly, Krishna says that this earth is emanation of my energy. So therefore this earth, the stone is also earth, another form of earth. Therefore it is manifestation of Krishna's energy. Therefore it is Krishna. Energy and the energetic not defined. Just like the sun is situated 93 million of miles away from you. But the sun sign as soon as it reaches your body, you understand what is sun, heat and light, immediately. That is Krishna consciousness. When one is learned about Krishna, whatever he sees, when he sees this stone, he also sees Krishna. Immediately remember, the stone is manifestation of the energy of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Nothing is different from Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. When one understands that everything is manifestation of Krishna, Krishna's energy is exactly the same. Just like the fire is situated somewhere, but the fire exhibits or demonstrates its energy, the light and heat. All the fire is far away, just like the sun is far, far away. But still, by sun's light and heat, he spread all over the universe. Similarly, Krishna, by his two energies, material energy and spiritual energy. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumi rāpana lo vāyu karma no buddhi rīva vinnāme prakriti astadhā aparāyam itastu vidhime prakritiṁ parā jīva bhūta mahāvāho jayedam dhārjate yaga. So there are two energies, exactly like heat and light. One is spiritual energy and the other is material energy. The material energy is inferior energy and the spiritual energy is the superior energy. What is the spiritual energy? Jiva Bhuta, this living entity. The living entity is superior because it is controlling the inferior energy matter. These are very scientific. This is not sentimental. Everything in Krishna consciousness is scientific. Simply one requires the brain to understand. Then, when he understands, he will see Krishna in everything. That is stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sthavar jangam dakhe na dakhe tar murti. When a devotee, advanced devotee, sees something, he does not see the formation of that thing. He sees the energy. A highly advanced devotee will not see the stone. He immediately will think of Krishna. Krishna is so powerful that his energy is exhibited in stone. Therefore, he does not see stone. He sees only Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness, perfection. Tābhara jangam dhāke nādhāke tār mūrti sarvatra sphuraya tār iṣṭadeva mūrti. Everywhere he sees Krishna, nothing but Krishna. That is Krishna.
Prabhupada, you spoke of inferior energy and superior energy. Those are two general categories. Are there other categories of energy besides that? And specifically, how could we understand Srimati Radharani? Is she...
She's spiritual energy.
Is she Jiva Bhuta or...
No, no. She is Krishna. If everything is Krishna, Radharani is not Krishna. Krishna is Krishna. She is the Krishna's pleasure potential.
She is not Jiva.
No, no. She is Krishna. Krishna divided himself into his energy and himself. That energy, original spiritual energy, is Radharani. That is stated by Jiva. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriti Alladini Shakti Rasma. When Krishna wants pleasure, he cannot accept the inferior energy. The same superior energy, Krishna, is divided into two, that is Radha and Krishna. And again they, when they unite, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Divided, they are Radha and Krishna, and united, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, nahi onno. Onno means another. The Sri Krishna Chaitanya is combination of Radha and Krishna.